scores of prisoners released, and tens of millions of dollars in cost to the state. That's the scope of the fallout from the still-growing state drug lab scandal that emerged during hours of testimony on Beacon Hill yesterday. As lawmakers open their investigation, they're asking, how could things have gone so wrong? WBUR's Deborah Becker was at the hearing and has this report.
If there was a main message from yesterday's lengthy Public Safety Committee hearing, it was that the extent of the drug lab scandal will be far-reaching and expensive. While many of the facts about the scandal are still not clear, some facts are emerging about the fallout. State Public Safety Secretary Mary Beth Heffernan said as of this month, close to 200 people have been released because their cases were linked to evidence potentially tainted by chemist Annie Dukin.
You should not presume that these individuals have been exonerated. These individuals could be under alternative forms of supervision and are simply awaiting a status hearing on their individual cases. Regardless, the administration is committed to ensuring that each individual's case is reviewed completely to ensure that justice has been administered properly.
Heffernan also said that the state police lab, which has had to take over testing done at the Jamaica Plain Lab where Dukin worked, now has a backlog of about 10,000 drug tests. She urged lawmakers to approve $3.4 million to address that. Estimates of how much the scandal might cost the state in total vary widely. Some are as high as hundreds of millions of dollars. Massachusetts District Attorneys Association President Michael O'Keefe says prosecutors will need close to $13 million this year.
Adequate resources and good management are interdependent in preventing this kind of anomaly, if you will, from occurring.
O'Keefe also defended the relationship between Dukin and Norfolk County Prosecutor George Papachristos. He resigned after news reports about his frequent emails and calls to Dukin.
The chemists at the laboratory, whether it's the state police lab or the JP lab or any other lab, they are the Commonwealth's witnesses in a criminal case. The assistant DA has to speak to them. So to, as it was bandied about in the Globe and other places that somehow this was an inappropriate thing and terrible is just nonsense.
But appropriate procedures obviously were not followed. State Health and Human Services Secretary Judy Ann Bigby, who oversees the department that ran the lab, said she's discovered breaches in protocols, which she says are being addressed.
My review found that the lab maintained outdated operating procedures, lacked any type of independent accreditation, and lab supervisors failed to properly monitor their direct reports.
But State Representative Harold Naughton, co-chair of the Public Safety Committee, said Bigby's answers have left him with more questions.
What happened? What was going on in there? I still don't know, to my satisfaction, what was Annie Dukin doing on a daily basis in that lab that people didn't call attention to much long before June of 2011.
Perhaps those questions will be answered when his committee holds another hearing on the scandal next month. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.